Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle and Brust on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour is brought to you by Siding Unlimited, the five-time winner of the National Pella Platinum Premium Certified Contractor of the Year. Looking for new windows and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
The 414 Hour at 4 on KMB.
They all mad cause I got the
Torino.
Hey!
Torino! Torino!
If you ain't know,
no.
She got a bankroll.
She got a bankroll.
It's not a secret.
Secret.
She could take yo.
She could take yo.
I got a lot of problems.
Problems.
And I can't go. But it's okay cause I got the
Tory Low.
Hey. His mic still isn't on.
Tory Low.
Done the worst job running the show.
Say something,
T-Love.
Hey.
Hey. ESPN Wisconsin.
What's happening in?
For your own producer, sabotage.
Yeah, I couldn't even get my vocals in.
He's an op.
Oh, wow.
I heard at some point that it came off. What's happening?
Work with me, not against me.
How would you grade your performance today, Andrew Zimmel?
This is bad, bad.
Here's the deal. We came in. I hear from the rip. It's like, well, you know, Ben had a really good one. We got Kyle running into the window. I'm like one of those people that I'm focused on a lot of different things. Kyle's throwing me off now. I would never disrupt my guy.
Me running to the window, that's wild.
Look at these fingerprints I'm seeing right now.
Running to the window, throwing you off is crazy.
I'm seeing all these fingerprints now. Can't have a clean look into the studio.
What did I walk into today? I think excuses. I couldn't even, you know, get my legs.
You know, this Gen Z accountability, if you slapped them in the face, they wouldn't know what
it was. Oh, here we go.
That's true.
I mean, that's. Are you Gen Z?
No.
What year were you born, sir?
97.
I think that's the start of Gen Z, is it not?
It's the last millennial, probably, which equals Gen Z.
I think Gen Z starts with literally 1997.
And by the way, I don't need the date. I can hear from him and know he.
Generation Z begins in 1997. And he's a liar. He's just like our last loser.
A liar.
He said no. As if he's not even on the border. He's inside Generation Z.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah, I know.
Tori, welcome into the show.
How y'all doing?
We're having a fun time here on Kyle and Brust across
94.5 ESPN. As usual.
YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and, of course, the ESPN Wisconsin app. Last we checked in, we know you were very busy the day of Kyle's wedding, helping save the world.
It was a lot going on.
But we wanted to make sure because Kyle went to the cards to get, you know, the thank yous and the gifts. There was nothing from Tory Lowe.
Yeah, but I've been working on his,
You said you were going to have it today.
No, I didn't say I was going to have it today. I actually told him I didn't like the quality of.
He did.
I already been talking to Kyle. Yo, you know, it's been going on. So
can I see it?
The
text message.
What you working on?
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
No, you have to come with me.
Yo, hold on.
Let's.
Dang. He can say that because this is Ben being conniving.
You know,
this is what he does.
This is what he does. But at the end of the day. You did say something last time that made me feel
what he said.
Like I didn't like the quality. You asked what was the quality.
Yeah, is it cotton or is
so,
it dry fit?
So that's stuck in my hand. So, so you got, when I went and looked.
You got a better quality?
Yeah, I had to get a better
see,
quality.
See, I got you a better gift.
I mean, I told him to just go out to Big Frog.
Yeah, yeah, he did tell me to go to Big Frog, but.
I sent him a whole picture of my basketball.
If you hadn't said something about the quality of the shirt,
he I probably would have got you. Sweating in the heat index and not breathing.
It was a nice cotton shirt, but the way that they put the picture
nice
on there.
Nice cotton.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I like cotton shirts.
Yeah, it, you want to sweat in 2026. Well, I mean,
we can wear here's the thought. Go ahead, T-Lo.
When he said that the quality of the shirt, and we was talking about it, I think that stuck in my head.
So now, Tori, you got Tori snapping on people.
And now, yeah.
Tori, you don't understand.
You see
Tori,
what he does, Tori? You see what he does?
I think he played
who?
I would have had the shirt. But then I said the quality ain't right.
Here's the thing. You got Tori in a damn spin cycle because I saw Tori for the first time. I didn't
he should have brought a damn gift.
Tori was off.
He knew when the wedding was for the last year.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
the shirt made a
I wasn't even invited. I wasn't even
because I knew you were going to get me a shirt 2 weeks later.
I just took my money and gambled it. Hold on, wait a minute. That was the wedding money.
I can't speak negatively on Ben because he's a great wedding guest.
He's a great wedding guest. I heard that he gave you a great gift.
He was fantastic.
You could have showed my wedding something that happened, then I'm down, $100 on a plate and waiting for a t-shirt in the mail.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well, I'll say this. It's going to be more memorable when I give the gift.
I know, thanks to me.
It would have been here. You had me looking at the quality.
I'm sure, you had that on next day.
Hold on, no. I didn't even. He went local. I went with a local business, but what I'm saying is, I was like, no, this ain't gonna cut it because if I take this in there on the air and you, I had to pull back on it a little bit.
Here's the thing.
I hate when you put ideas out there because you're good
what
at playing.
What are you talking about?
You put the idea like that.
I just want to make sure Kyle got a gift. Well, fellas, don't argue over me. Don't argue over me. I appreciate the effort. Tori's the last person. Trust me. I do another podcast another show. I have a date in mind because I was told I had to wait a month. In August, I'm going to air out people who didn't give a gift.
Right.
But that's not yet.
Seriously? Sign me up for that pod.
July,
wait, why are you doing the pod?
July,
the 31st, show?
July 31st. The folks who actually listen to that show actually will know the people I'm talking about more so than we can do it too. July 31st when I'm dropping that episode. And
I'm part of the show. I'm getting you a better gift and you're disclosing
he
information.
He definitely made me go up on the price.
I appreciate you going
he
up.
He definitely increased
I mean, there's some names, but there's a list. There's a list. But I'll say this. I didn't see Tori on Monday. I think Tori, you might have been off on Monday. You might have been covering some stuff.
Yeah, he went to the store to get a t-shirt ready.
Well, and then Tuesday we were at the ball for the Dells are open. At ESPN Wisconsin, Dells are open. Golf open. And so yesterday I saw Tori. I said, what up to Tori? And instead of Tori doing his, what's happening, brother?
What's happening, Ian?
Tori immediately was like, bro, the shirt. And I was like, oh, Tori, don't worry about that.
No, because I had to snap on the quality of the shirt.
I told you. He said he snapped on
you
the
because of you.
Yeah.
You got me thinking about it better be a really nice quality shirt.
And so he told
Sorry
the person this wasn't
it's
good
a,
enough.
It's important no, thing but to get what a nice I'm saying gift is, for someone to get
it was, I, you know, I wasn't thinking
I'm
about
guy?
It. I liked it, the idea that I was trying to present.
I actually
now I got to look at the fabric and everything.
Well, hell yeah.
Well, I appreciate
only
it
only the
all.
Best for Kyle Walls.
And right. I agree.
I will.
I probably so wouldn't have thought about it like that.
Yeah. I will say this.
We're all winning here.
I will say this is that initially when it came to the whole wedding thing, me and my wife, now wife, were going back and forth because she wanted more stuff on the registry. And I said, babe, we got to stop. Our house is not big enough for all this stuff. And now to this day, we still got to find space for all the stuff that we got. And so I initially wanted money. But then, Tori, here's the thing. As we got closer to the wedding, there were other things that we started to get. Like we got these nice sweaters that we got for everybody in the wedding party. We got shirts that I showed you for the bachelor.
Right.
So these are things that money. Thank you for the money, Ben. I'll take the money, too. That was money. But I will say
do some dollars.
He threw some dollars. If you get married again, T-Lo, invite him.
Oh wow!
And so I am excited for the shirt.
I'll get him a shirt.
Yeah, give me a shirt. Take. I like shirts.
I like shirts too. I will say this with the shirt is because after the wedding happens, you get to see some of the photos. Like I sent y'all all an email about, you know, the
what is a good wedding gift?
Money. Cash. Money.
Okay.
Money is the best wedding gift. But I am excited for the shirt because every time I look at this shirt, because Tori said it's from the wedding. Every time I look at the shirt and wear the shirt, it's going to remind me.
You're going to think that Ben made Tori get a better quality shirt that you can wear.
And yes, I'm going to think that, but also I'm going to think, damn, this reminds me of the wedding day because it was a beautiful day. And, so it will always remind me of the wedding day.
And I'll tell you this. I've always given gifts like that. Stuff that
thoughtful.
Yeah, thoughtful gifts.
Yeah.
I'd also like to tie a bow on something with Tori. It's Kyle and Bruss with Tori Lowe joining us. Tori, you were married.
Yep.
Kyle I was married in 19. Made an agreement with his spouse that she's not allowed to fart in front of him.
It's very crazy.
I'll tell you this. I grew up where I didn't even know if my grandmother even used farted or anything.
Or did number two. Yeah.
I didn't know. That was how I was raised.
Traditional household.
Tony in Milwaukee on the Carbus Talking Text Line. What do you have to add?
Well, I've been married for 35 years, and my wife hasn't farted more than 5 times in front of me. She just doesn't do it.
Right.
Why are you clapping? Because yeah, that because is a man. That's the king of the castle. That is a traditional.
This is definitely traditional.
Hold on. Wait a minute. When you was in school, they said girls were made of sweet spices and things like that, and guys were made of snails and puppy dog tails.
Oh,
and so you remember that rhythm, that rhyme that they used to teach us? So I always thought that all women smell like roses all the time.
That's what, Tori, that's what I said.
And I live in a reality that my
sugar
wife,
and spice and everything nice.
Yeah. My baby smell like sugar.
They embedded that into our brains when we were coming up.
Tori, that's what I'm talking about. See, me and Tori, we locked in.
And the guys were the ones that was made out of frogs and snails and puppy dog tails.
Yeah, exactly. So you're
bringing up a story
that
taught you about this in fifth grade.
Yeah, but
fifth
that's,
grade.
That's the most impressionable. Hold on, that's the most impressionable.
These are damn adults.
Impressionable ideas.
Yeah, I can't help what I was indoctrinated with. Now you attacking me for the school system for indoctrinating me.
So how do you smell fart? I mean, I'm just, I don't know.
do your girl be tooting in front of you?
Yeah.
Huh? Just everywhere?
Yeah.
Okay, well. I'm not gonna put my whole business out there. She does fart in front of me. She's also pregnant.
No, but so you're saying so 6 months ago or 4 months ago she wasn't doing
it? I ain't doing it. It's her birthday. I ain't doing this. It's her birthday.
Exactly. Oh my goodness.
Thank you for Tori. Thank you to the gentleman.
Thank you
that
for fifth grade lessons that tell you how to live life.
I
am so appreciative of this, and I'm looking at my phone because it just buzzed. Okay, good. Not her.
Real traditional leader over there.
Well, you know,
scared of a text message from his wife.
With the progress that women have made back in the day, they had to keep the feelings to themselves. Nowadays, because we're the new age traditional, they can get their feelings out.
Plus, I don't.
That's why we knew it.
Well, I don't even believe in passing gas in front of people.
Yep.
I believe my grandma always told me to go to the bathroom or go somewhere else.
Exactly.
That's disrespectful. It was like disrespectful almost. And
that's a better. Yeah. Kyle
disrespectful.
Okay. But Kyle is a double standard.
Okay.
He can fart, but he farted
in front of a fan and flew in her face.
Oh wow!
Whoa! Did I even say that on air? I am lactose intolerant, okay?
Yeah, here we go.
I'm lactose.
Oh, my God.
I can't help it.
Here comes the victim, Kyle.
No, I can't help. I have a medical condition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, Tori.
Lactose, yeah.
Yeah, black people got the...
Can't eat a lot of cheese.
Exactly, and I like cheese. I'm from Wisconsin.
Eat a lot of dairy.
I have that lactose thing, too, by the way.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. Me and Ben was in the bathroom together and he touched me and I was trying to pee.
Oh wow.
And then he goes into the stall and we're talking back and forth.
Oh,
wow. A man left the stall because we were talking too much. We were interrupting him.
Goofing around, man. Just dudes being
in the bathroom.
Yeah. And the dude left. He said,
that could, you know what? What else y'all got going on?
With you being 50, Tori, happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
With you being 50, how you good with all this smoke in the air?
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. Somebody said that breathing the air for hours like smoking one cigarette.
Or like a pack of cigarettes.
As a pack of cigarette or one cigarette?
Reminds me of the ESPN Milwaukee Open.
Oh, wow.
Ben tried to smoke a cigarette in my face.
Oh, that's terrible.
He's a jerk.
It's horrible.
He literally smoked a cigarette in my face on purpose, knowing I have respiratory issues. I got an asthma pump in my back.
Well, that's like, what other issues do you have?
The older I get, my lungs get a little bit weaker.
He's trying to be the only one on the show.
I don't want that.
Especially if Zimmel's going to be the producer.
Oh, wow.
I will say, when I came back, Ben said he was so happy to have me back.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I had my traditional new age husband back.
Yeah. New husband for real.
Well, like I said, it's 2026. There's all kinds of different relationship ideas out here. So yeah,
and I like we got going left. And I like to be new age.
Why don't you tell us about all the great things that we've discussed led to one place for customization.
Listen, for real though, Big Frog, they are fantastic. I can't speak highly enough about the quality and customer service that I got from Big Frog. That was my first time working with Big Frog, and I'm telling you this right now, they have been amazing. Everything they have done for me, everything they've done for us here at Good Karma Brands, they have come through. So if you have any orders that you need to get done for your company, you have for your family, for your sports team, whether you're looking for uniforms, whether you're looking for polos, whether you're looking for, you know, when you have a youth team and all the parents like to have matching shirts and things like that, you can get that done in Big Frog. They can take care of anything for your company, anything for your team. They can do t-shirts, they can do polos, they can absolutely do it all at Big Frog Custom T-shirts and more. And what I love about them is the fact that they have fast turnarounds as well. So if you're looking to hook up your team and you want great customer service and you want quality product, visit Big Frog and Mequon, or go to bigfrog.com/Mequon. That's bigfrog.com/Mequon, or visit Big Frog out in Mequon. I'll guarantee you, you're going to come away saying, dang, Big Frog is great.
That's powerful, Tori.
Powerful.
Giannis and Bobby introduces Miami Heat members, and it stinks.
Oh, wow.
Terrible. It stinks. I don't like it.
That's terrible.
Tori, are you upset about Giannis and Bobby being gone?
You know what? I don't like seeing it.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
I understand the nature of the game.
Don't try and tell him his narrative.
I don't like seeing Bobby Portis and Giannis in a different jersey. I don't like seeing it.
And that's what we're going to discuss next. Thank you, Tori.
You know, even just seeing the picture down in Miami of Giannis standing next to Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra just feels weird. It feels really, really, really weird.
You think he feels a sense of like, wow, this is real culture? No. Just hear me out. Hear me out. Understand
because of the way the Doc Rivers situation.
Yes, and the way the last couple years have gone. Like this,
But he was also not a problem solver when he came to
Milwaukee, Milwaukee had no culture. Remember, they fired Larry Drew after the first year and brought in Jason Kidd, which was kind of a snakish type way that they did it. But he didn't know stability until Coach Bud was here. And then once Coach Bud left, he realized, oh, wow, this organization in the Bucks that I absolutely love, we aren't a model of consistency and success. When you look in Green Bay, that is an organization and franchise that understands what it's like to be stable. The Bucks are not a stable organization.
I just don't like the way you throw it out there emotionally like that. Like, you know, people aren't having reactions and feelings in a way. Let's just be honest. He's probably so happy he's had a great culture.
No, Bucks don't. I didn't say happy. He's probably like, oh, wow, this is different.
If you go back, anybody who listened to Kyle, as we talked about Bobby Portis and Giannis a little bit earlier in the day, he was gushing over them and so happy for them. And here is Giannis talking. Like, this to me is the Giannis I love to hear, although it's still sad to hear him have to talk about this.
Okay, I wore 34 because My mom was born 1963, my dad was born 1964, so I took the 3 and the 4. And if you add 3 and 4, equals 7. And my mom was born April 7th. That's why the reason I changed my number. But I think the reason that I really changed my number is because I feel like, you know, 34 holds so much weight and has so much history. And out of the, you know, respect to, you know, the organization that drafted me and I played for 13 years, I decided to leave that number there.
I love it. I mean, listen, everybody tries to say, oh, he tries to play this nice guy. No, dude, he loves the city of Milwaukee and appreciates the Milwaukee Bucks and everything about the city. It was just time to move on. It doesn't mean that this place still doesn't hold a special place in his heart and his family's heart.
I agree. Just like, I hate having to hear the Giannis answers for another team. And it's a reality. Again, I still think because of how impactful he was to the city, to the Deer District, to Fleisser Forum, to Bucks fans, bringing a championship for the first time in 50 years, it's just, I feel like you have moved on so quickly.
Yeah.
Because maybe you were very convinced the writing was on the wall, and maybe you've set yourself up to, like, you already grieved the fact that Giannis was leaving before Giannis actually was traded and left. But I think that just sits wrong with me as someone who calls himself a Wisconsin backer, a Bucks backer. You're just like, yeah, no.
Here you go.
Good luck in Miami. I'm loving everything I'm seeing. Happy, happy, happy.
You tried to tear down Zimmel. You tried to tear down Torrey. Now you're trying to tear down me with my Bucks fan.
Zimmel, am I saying anything incorrect here about Kyle?
That's the worst part, is that I agree with you.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
No, this is what y'all have to understand, is that if we were at July 16, 2025, I would have been devastated. I would have been shocked. And I would have said, we need to run this back. I would have been blindsided. But there were so many signs, so many breadcrumbs left for Bucks fans to realize the writing was absolutely on the wall, that a divorce was inevitable. It was coming. And when we got to the NBA trade deadline and the Bucks were listening to other teams' offers, it was being reported that they were listening to offers. Everything that you may have thought, all the hope that you wished that he was going to stay
with. Giannis himself said, I'm not leaving, I'm not bleeping leaving.
He was
the Wolf of Wall Street.
For the rest of the season, because they couldn't.
I know, but that's not what the message is showing when you put that out.
Again,
you're misleading fans if you do that.
And
if you want to act like you're above everyone else, go ahead.
But a
fan who loves the Bucks and Giannis was probably led to believe at that point that he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, the team sucked. And you see what happened. And then what transpired after that, Giannis comes back. He gets hurt. He wants to play. He has the NBA come and investigate the Bucks, which the NBA is probably sick of coming to Milwaukee now. All these investigations. And so, again, I'm just saying.
There was a mystic Gary Trent signed a 4-year, $64 million deal. And the alleged investigation is about how he was playing for smaller deals to help them circumvent the salary cap, and now he's getting what he maybe would have gotten
a couple years ago,
or you know, getting back some of what he would have gotten that he gave up.
Nah, he's just being rewarded for all his hard work.
you said that with a straight face.
Overall, I just felt like the writing was on the wall for the Milwaukee Bucks, and I understood it was coming. And so I had an entire season, especially as the season started going downhill.
You're just better than us, Kyle.
No, not at all. I just came to the realization quicker than some. That's what it is. The Bucks were not happy with Giannis. They said that they were going to trade Giannis or sign him to an extension. And when the Bucks said that, knowing that he could not sign an extension with the Milwaukee Bucks until October, and knowing that they weren't going to trade him in October, we're either going to trade him or we're going to sign him to an extension. All right, well, you can't sign him to extension in October, and you can't wait to trade him to October, so you got to trade him now. Everybody should have known that this was coming, so I had already just understood what the fate was. That's it. That's why I'm okay with it. I've had months to basically process this. Again, a year ago, devastated. Today,
No, I can't stand for this. I cannot. No, there's so many people who are just like, oh, well, we're so happy for Giannis. Giannis essentially was like, I don't want to be here anymore. Get me out of here. He forced a trade, and then now is pretending to be all like, oh, 34 has the history in Milwaukee. I left it there. All right, dude. Cool. The reason you can't wear 34 in Miami is because Ray Allen hit that shot, and everybody remembers Ray Allen wearing 34 down there. That's why you got to change the number.
Excuse me. Know your history. Ray Allen was a much better player in Milwaukee than what he was in Miami, though there's a memory.
The biggest shot in NBA history came from Ray Allen in Miami.
The biggest shot in NBA history?
What, because you're a Spurs
fan?
MJ Game 6.
That Ray Allen shot's incredible. You crazy?
Are you kidding me right now?
That Ray Allen shot got kicked out. He hits that.
He's one of the best 3-point shooters of all time. He got with the easiest shot in basketball.
That's why he can't
is the offensive rebound kick out.
You think
although
that's
it was a tough shot?
Have you seen the MJ shot?
Ray Allen's three was the greatest shot in the NBA history.
I mean, it was a great shot, but bro, are you kidding me?
Why he can't wear 34.
No. Okay, well,
I don't know why I let you talk. I thought he was going to do something good. That's on me.
He was doing okay until he said he can't wear 34 because Ray Allen made one shot. Was that even a buzzer beater?
And I don't think Ray wore 34 in Miami.
He wore 20. He wore
34 with Miami Heat.
Okay, man, you might be right. I don't know. I don't know. But we are looking it up now. Was it 34 or was it 20?
It was 34.
He went back to, you know where you started off wearing 34?
UConn.
Oh, that might be true. I'm talking about an NBA.
No, UConn.
An NBA.
Okay.
Milwaukee.
There it is.
Milwaukee. And Ray Allen was the greatest Bucks player I ever saw. Until Giannis came.
Oh, Kyle. I can't believe he said that Ray Allen's shot was the biggest in NBA history.
Shout out to the Princeton
Bad
Club.
Show.
Pat the whole show.
Say pat on the back to me, bad show.
I'll do hand raise. I'm right about this.
Okay, let's ask AI.
What are the top 10 shots in NBA history?
Okay. Ray Allen will be at least in the top three.
Okay. That's crazy. While you do that, I'm going to tell you where you can grow and better yourself, and that's at the Princeton Club in New Berlin, because when you walk in, you feel the energy from their staff rooting for you to get better, and when you create a foundation of a healthy body, all areas of growth go from there. The pool. Right now, I just got a message with the air quality. It's closed, so if you're thinking about heading and going there right now, I would maybe not go because it's not open, but you can still probably work out and get a great workout on. Open 24/7, free childcare with a membership. Workout classes, personal training, functional strength training area, basketball courts, tennis courts, swimming pools, indoor, outdoor. They have it all. So check out the Princeton Club because you can get better for your better tomorrow, today, by heading over there.
AI has number two, Ray Allen. Number one?
MJ.
MJ.
Ray Allen bigger than MJ.
But to me, honestly, Kyrie Irving's three-pointer was bigger than Ray Allen's. I mean, the shot was great, but that three-pointer.
The step back. From the right wing,
to win the NBA Finals against the
I'm not debating greatest shots in the NBA history, and somehow, some way, I am entrusting Andrew Zimmel to do catastrophic. Gosh. The Zimmel Cat.
We apologize in advance.
Next. Joint pain is awful when you're the person who's fighting through it, but I'm betting you're not the only one affected by it. Maybe you know someone who you love is struggling with joint pain and you see what they don't say. They've stopped doing things they love. And it's July. Time to be moving, playing, living. Let's talk about getting that life back. At QC Kinetics, that's what's happening every day. People who are stuck in that cycle of pain in their hips, knees, shoulders, back. They're finally stepping out of it. With regenerative treatments done right in the office. No surgery. Long recovery or putting life on hold. That's real relief. The inflammation eases. And you get back to saying, I'm who I remember I was. If this sounds like you or someone you love, go find out what's possible at QC Kinetics. A free consultation is available to see if you're a good candidate. 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace. No C-Cat. Andrew Zimmel's been horrible today, and I'm not being mean. It's been really rough. He admitted himself.
Yeah, hand up accountability, Ben. You know me.
There it is. See what you got now.
Barely keeping Kyle and Brust on the air.
You decide to marry her. You decide to put the baby inside of her.
I love the NFL.
And somehow still finding time to judge the world around him.
You poked the bear. I'll do you one better.
With C-Cat, this is Catastrophic.
All right, so when Ben...
Zimmelcat!
When Ben threw this at me today, he's like, oh, by the way, you're going to do this. I was like, okay. Because my biggest issue is so many producers having, like, these segments on these shows that I'm like, okay, who asked for this? So here we are. Ben asked for this. I have the worst friends in the world, Ben, and Kyle. But I didn't text Kyle about this yet. I asked all these guys, because I'm excited to go see Odysseus. Okay, the new movie coming out in IMAX.
Oh, yeah, I just saw an ad for that.
I'm excited to go see this movie. I've been trying to get people to kind of confirm hey, are we going to go see this? It came out today. Nobody has said anything in the group chat. Nobody has any plans for this weekend. But we're at the point now where you cannot get the IMAX tickets because it's all sold out. So I'm stuck here in a situation where I want to go see this movie. I want to go see it in IMAX. But the first row of seats are the only ones that are open right now.
Oof. Yeah, don't do that.
So I'm debating if I... Because here's the other part. I don't know what next week's going to hold. I don't want to, get tickets for next because you don't know the way the schedules work with... I don't know.
Why did you have to go with, a bunch of people?
Yeah, and who did you text?
Because you want to go with friends. You don't want to go to a movie by yourself.
Find yourself a date.
See, okay, good call.
Easier said than done for some.
Let's knock on some doors. Hey, do you want to go see this movie that's like about
Homer? Bro, are you not
Homer?
On these date
nets? What are you doing? No, actually, ever since I saw Ben give What's-His-Face and Madison so much grief about dating apps, I'm out.
Oh,
I'm out on dating apps.
You're stupid. Okay? You're stupid. Listen, them dating apps, people are looking for either love or a good time. Can you offer love, Andrew Zimmel?
I think I can.
Can you offer a good time, Andrew Zimmel?
I can offer a great time.
Okay, well, then what are we doing? What are we doing? You're going to find one or the other. Or rejection. But you're going to find one or the other. So you said something earlier. You said you didn't text me about You text Ben about this?
I thought about texting Ben about it, but then I was like, Ben has a kid, so he's not going
to
do
this. You were going to text Ben or myself to go to a movie with you?
Yeah, if there was like a group of people going.
Very desperate.
Because when you said friends, I'm thinking friends back in where you from, Tejas.
You think I'm going to invite people from Texas to come up here and see
a
movie?
Bro, I didn't know. You started off talking about you don't have good friends, so I'm thinking, damn, what these friends in Texas did? You're a good guy, because you know what? Ben, are we friends?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we friends. Okay.
Relatively.
Yeah, relatively. There
you
want to
go see a movie together?
Oh, no. What?
Why would I go see a movie? I'm barely go see a movie with my damn wife. Why would I be going to see a movie with him?
Yeah.
You have no shared interest in any type of movies.
If we do, I would go with my significant other, not him.
Well, there's movies that you're going to go with your significant other to, and there's movies you're going to go see with your friends.
No, that's not true.
Yeah,
that is 100% true.
I would go see any movie she wanted to go see.
But I'm saying there's obviously, you put an action movie out, I'm not going, hey, you want to go see the new...
See, this is the problem. I can see...
You got too much damn time on your hands.
Time, but here's the thing. This is what I'm realizing. You need to date around more. These women ain't worried about... especially in the dating phase, they're happy to be around.
Yeah, they just want someone to buy them a ticket and get them some popcorn, share the bucket.
So, Kyle, you're telling me I should be easier?
Easier. If
that's what it sounds like.
Yes, you should be easier.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Stand by, Kyle.
Because you know how they have droughts in certain places. I wouldn't be surprised if Zimmel had a little bit of a personal drought going on since he moved
here. I had
the
Lithuanian drought.
Yeah,
I played overseas.
I had a drought when I had to move to North Dakota, but I've never had a drought. Never had that type of problem.
Oh, I mean, I've had a little small drought before.
Oh, look at this guy. He's never had that type of problem.
No, not
the Gen Z liar strikes again.
I've never had a drought before. Not to the point. Let me tell you. If I was having a drought, I'm not going to come on the 94.5 Airways and be like, guys, guess what? That's first off. Wouldn't happen. Second off, why would I lie about that?
Wow.
Well, then you're withholding great content from fans.
Look, yeah. I've had a drought before. Like, I've been through a drought.
I've had droughts, but I'm not in a current drought. I'm not going to tell you about a current drought.
No, listen. No, it's so. Listen, sometimes.
Dude's overcompensated. He's in a drought. He's in a drought.
Devin is. It's the hair of Devin.
Yeah. No.
Talking about, I can't take these women. Hey, listen, if you ain't in a drought right now, you got a couple of them you can call and say, which one I want to call to take
I would
on
think
day?
If I was in a drought, I'm like, hey, you want to go see Odysseus and trying to get home? I think that's more of a drought scene.
Yeah, you just got no game. What else you got for us?
I guess not.
This guy turned on you. You got to be better with who you call your friends.
I think so too, Kyle.
That was my takeaway.
Yeah, that would be too. Because I like Zimmel. I do, but I wouldn't call Zimmel a friend.
A work friend.
Yeah,
I don't even know if I call him that.
I would not call you that then.
Your situation is different because you moved up here by yourself. So in order to make friends, you have to do that. When I went to grad school, I remember my professor was like, Kyle, do you hang out, do anything, have you made any friends? I said, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to go to school. But I had no friends in college.
You're so cool.
No, that's just cool. Who I was. I wasn't. And then I made a couple friends.
Ben, did you make any friends off of your basketball team? Guys that you weren't playing with when you were overseas. You make friends?
No.
Because you just had to play basketball?
It's a rental.
He wasn't. Yeah, he's...
It's a one-year deal.
You don't go out and make friends, though? You're not a friendly guy? You're a friendly guy.
Jesus. Look at Homer's face. Homer, you got to deal with this for the next hour.
No, that's not going
to
happen.
Homer ain't going to talk to him.
I don't know how to respond to that. I've gone months without the producer saying a word.
No,
I take that back. I've gone years. I think it was 20 years. Before a producer ever said a word.
Not Homer lying.
No, I don't think so. Not at all. It might have been longer than that. 1980 is when I started.
Yep.
The first time a producer talked was, I don't know, I'll have to think, 2000-something, maybe. It was over 20 years.
I tell you, when I was an intern, you let them producers talk a little bit. Harvard. Remember Harvard? Critique.
Yeah. No, I said it's changed.
Was fish yours too?
I can't remember yesterday. I don't know. I'm telling you, for years the producer never talked. I don't know who's the first producer that I remember hearing.
And now we got our producer talking about Odysseus.
No,
you
there's
have
only
been
one reason.
This.
There's only one reason he talks about it.
Why?
You let him.
Thank you.
I said I'm letting him, and I don't know why. Brian Bulaga, we're going to let him talk. He's way more interesting.
Thanks for letting me talk.
Always. Next. Joining us on Kyle and Bruss before the Homer Hour is Brian Bulaga. Brian, what's going on?
Not much. How are we doing?
Just going to give the quick soccer update brought to you by Discount Liquor, where you can get your party and tailgating needs in their Milwaukee and Waukesha locations, which is Messi is Messi. Who does Brian Bulaga predict wins the final
match? It's hard to bet against Messi, but I like Spain a lot. I like the way they play. Their players know that system and what they are all like. Every guy knows what every guy is doing on the pitch at all times, and they're able to be in the right place at the right time all the time. And you saw what they were able to do defensively against France. Probably the most offensive and powerhouse team in the tournament. They were just able to completely stonewall them and confuse them and frustrate them and really didn't give them anything the whole game. And you look what England did against Argentina when they went one up, go really defensive, don't want the ball, things like that. Spain will not do that. Spain is the complete opposite of that. They want the ball. They always want the ball. They want to move the ball around. I think it'll be a good game. Don't get me wrong, but I like Spain in this one.
All right. Well, there it is. Your Discount Liquor soccer update. I do want to play something from Tausch earlier today and have a conversation with you. Take a listen.
Who has been in our headspace? Who, quote unquote, owned us?
Who's been in the Packers' heads?
The Packers' heads as a fan base. I'm not even getting into the organizational side of it because there is no doubt. When Brett Favre went up to Minnesota, the Vikings were in our heads. Period. Everybody knows that. The Dallas Cowboys in the 90s owned us. They owned our headspace. They beat us on that Thanksgiving Day game with Jason Garrett, 5 million yards. Like, it was finally, oh, we're finally going to get over the hump. And I think there is a part, and I don't know if any of the, I know there's going to be a lot of the 30-year celebration of that Super Bowl team. I would bet that a lot of guys would say, I would have loved to have had the Dallas Cowboys come in here to end that whole deal instead of the Carolina Panthers on the NFC Championship. I think that.
So when you hear that, Kyle and I had a discussion feeling like the team that in recent times, and I'd love to know your perspective, that has had the ownership over the Packers has been the San Francisco 49ers, specifically in the playoffs. What do you feel?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. That was going to be my first. Excuse me. That was going to be my first team that came out of my head. I mean, so many games I remember going there and them coming to us and them just either beating us pretty good or edging us out or something like that and by a field goal or whatever it may be. So I would say the 49ers for sure.
Is it an organizational thing, Brian? Like when you play, like do the 49ers just have so much confidence in the playoffs and Kyle Shanahan just has confidence like, oh, yeah, we're playing the Packers. We got their number.
No, I mean, it was even before Shanahan. I mean, it was Harbaugh. I mean, I went against Harbaugh in the playoffs and things like that. So
you went against Shanahan were you there in 19? You were there in 19 when Raheem Mostert ran for 800,000 yards.
Yeah, I went against Shanahan as well, but for most of them, it was Harbaugh. Majority of them, it was Harbaugh. So, listen, they know how to win in the playoffs, the 49ers do, that's for sure, because they've had talent for a long time. Let's just get that straight. I mean, they weren't a great team early in my career, and they acquired really good players throughout the draft and built that roster up and then they got the right head coach in there at Harbaugh and he changed the culture completely around, right? And even when he left, a lot of that culture hung around and that confidence hung around. And I get Shanahan's a completely different guy than Harbaugh and his methodologies and personality and everything like that. But the locker room doesn't forget certain things, right? Like once a standard's been set, it's been set. Like that's the way it is. I mean, you look at the way it was in Green Bay from Holmgren and you look at to McCarthy and now LaFleur, like standards get set and things don't normally slip when it's a high standard, right? When it's not that great of a standard, you look at losing organizations, it stays the same. I wonder why, because guys have been in losing cultures. It's hard to turn that around. The 49ers got a winning culture with Harbaugh when he got brought back in. And it just stayed there and Shanahan's built off it. And now they're a tough out in the playoffs. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
Talking with Brian Bulaga here on Kyle and Brust across 94.5 ESPN and, of course, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Brian, Matthew Golden was Jason Wilde's 13th most important player to the Green Bay Packers. Do you think that's the right spot? And maybe just talk about what you are looking out of him for, or looking for him to do in 2026.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the right spot, or ish, right? I would have been 10 to 15 if I'm making Jason's list, but I'm not. But I do like his list. I think it's the right spot because you look at this offense and the weapons that it has, obviously Watson and Tucker Kraft and Reed, like those guys are obviously going to be the main targets, but we see what happens in big games against good teams. Defenses are able to take away options and multiple options at that, right? Like they're able to take away guys and make you get creative and make other people step up and play. And that's why I think Golden's going to be such a big piece this year, because he's going to be a guy that, well, all your attention is on Watson and Tucker Kraft and, you know, I guess we'll see about the running back position. As right now, the running back position, that's determined up how the offensive line plays as well. But he's going to be called upon in big games, that he's going to get a lot of 1v1 coverage, and it's going to be up to him to win and win early. Because if he starts getting the ball early in the season and he's able to show defenses that he's going to be a problem and he's a weapon that Jordan loves looking at, that's going to open up things for a lot of other guys as well. So I think it's very important that he has a big year, and I expect him to have a big year. I really do. I think he's going to have a nice year.
What is a big year?
Probably somewhere in the 500-yard, 600-yard range.
Is that a big year for a first-round pick in his season?
No, I mean, when you have the weapons that you have that are your preferred options in Tucker Kraft and Christian Watson, those are going to be your main targets, and those are going to be the guys that get a lot of the big chunks of yards. But
how can he emerge as like being the number one?
He's not going to emerge to be the number one. The number one guy is Christian Watson.
Who has the highest ceiling, you think, out of the three?
The highest ceiling, I mean, you would have to say Golden at this point.
Okay.
I mean, if Watson's not the one, that means Tucker Kraft is the one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's been going on in Green Bay for a long time. You have to wait your time to become the number one and earn that. And that's what Golden's going to have to kind of go through from his rookie year to this year to the next. But I do think he's going to find pay dirt way more often this season.
Well, they moved on from players, so you kind of know who the main cogs are. So I agree. Appreciate it, Brian.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
It's coming up next. You got more, Brian. It's the Brian Bulaga Homer Hour in 2 minutes.